Well, like I say, we're thankful to be here this evening. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord for allowing us to gather out this way. Appreciate you that's here tonight. Really do mean that from the depths of my heart this evening. And I'm like some of the rest of them. I appreciate what I can feel. Tonight, I'll be honest with you, it ain't everywhere you go you get to feel that way. But I'm glad the Lord hadn't ever left me. I appreciate the fact that he won't forget his own. And thought about that scripture over there when old Noah was out there on the ship. And it'd been quite a while and the things had gone on. And then the very first part of that next scripture, and it said, "And the Lord remembered Noah." Yeah. I'm glad he remembers us from time to time. A lot of time we think, well, some folks have forgot about you. But I tell you, somebody ain't forgot about you. It's been the Lord. He ain't ever forgot about you. And I guarantee you it's that way this evening. You pray for us that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I'm just thankful for what the Lord's done for me. And I'm like the one said that we don't have to wait till heaven to enjoy this thing. I'll just be honest with you. We can feel that thing on this side, and I'm glad. But we're going to read some scripture, maybe in the sixth chapter of the book of St. John. We're going to start maybe with the 29th verse and read a few verses in your hearing. And you just pray for us that we'd be able to get out of the way. I learned a long time ago I ain't a preacher, but I sure would like for the preacher to show up. I'll just be honest with you. You say, well, I had somebody ask me one time. Actually, it was my mom. She asked me, she said, "Well, how'd you learn how to preach?" I said, "Well, I didn't have no good answer for her." I said, "Well, I had never learned how to preach. I've just learned how to try to get myself out of the way until the preacher come on." But, you know, she didn't really understand all that. But, you know, if y'all just help me pray for her, maybe one day she will. And you just help me out on that end. But you pray for us this evening. In the 26th chapter, the 29th verse, Bible said, "Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, ever give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." And that's all we're going to read tonight. And you pray we might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I certainly appreciate the scripture this evening. I appreciate each and everything that's been said and done thus far in the service. But I guess maybe if we had something to stay around, it'd be there in the 34th verse. He said, "Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread." And I thought about that this morning or this evening, thought about how that they had a question for him there, and they thought about the manna over there in the desert, and he said the Lord gave them bread from heaven, but he didn't give them bread from heaven. But I'll be honest with you, I'm glad he's provided that bread for you and I, and he's made it where me and you can eat. But in order for me and you to eat, eat that bread, we have to have the same desire that they had right there. Lord, evermore give us this bread this evening. You know what I thought about? They ain't nobody ever got born again that didn't want to get born again. I'll just tell you, brother, if you want to eat of Him, you can eat of Him. They ain't nobody going to force feed you. You'll have to desire to get in there and eat it today. You surely will. You say, well, brother, I thought, my. Brother, you know what I found out? Brother, if I'm going to eat of Him, I'm going to have to get around Him. I surely am. You say, well, do you know they ain't nobody ever eat a brother of the Lord unless they been where He's at today? And they surely hadn't. But you know what? When we get in the midst, brother, and He spreads the table, brother, we can eat. If we're going to get anywhere, we're going to have to eat bread along the way. Surely are. You say, well, we live in a day and age, seem like. And brother, I'll just be honest with you. If you read on down, you'll find out. And brother, as he began to talk to them, and brother, they begin to question brother about eating here. He said, you're going to have to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood. And brother, you know, they questioned that. You know what I found out? If you're busy questioning it, you ain't going to eat it. You surely ain't. And brother, let's quit questioning things about the Lord. Brother, you know what they said? Is this not, brother, the son of Joseph? They got to doubt what He really was today. I surely did. And brother, if we get to doubt, we ain't going to eat. But you know what I found out? It goes by. Same thing it's always took. We got newfangled ways. And brother, getting people out at the church. And brother, we going to get them. We can get them in for members. We got all kinds of things that we can prop up to have these things happen. But you know what? If they going to eat the bread, they going to have to know about Jesus. And they surely are. They going to have to want Jesus. And brother, they going to have to desire that. Surely will. Will. And brother, you say, well, has it really worked that way? I'm going to tell you, when Jesus shows up, things start happening. Yes, sir. I thought about a man sat over there by the pool, and brother wasn't getting no help, but he's waiting on something. I'm going to tell you something. And brother, if you come to the church house, you in the right place. You just keep waiting. It's coming around your way after a while. But the Bible said, that He is waiting on the troubling of the water. And brother, can I tell you this? And brother, a lot of people, I got the big idea that we're going to get in this thing anytime we get ready. And brother, you know what I found out? And brother, I'm going to come through the door when the door's open, or I ain't going to get in today. Yes, sir. Brother, that's the way it works. You say, well, and brother, see, this fella knew. I'm going to tell you what. Can I say this? Every single one of us that's born again in here, we knew what was going on out at the church house. We surely did. That's why you say it don't work that way. And brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. And there's some wicked people in the land. And there's some people that it just don't matter what they say or do around you. It surely don't. They don't want you. They ain't got time for you. And brother, ain't got time for that religion. And they surely ain't. But then, down the road a piece, here's what happens. And there'll something happen in their life. And they'll get troubled. And the next thing you know, and they'll come over and say, Randy, would you pray for me? I know there's something going on down there by the pool. Would you just lift me up a little while? And you say, well, has it worked that way? He's waiting on the troubling of the water because he knew that whoever, when the troubling came, said an angel came down at a certain season and troubled the water. And whoever got in there first was healed. Whatever disease he had, it just didn't matter, did it? And brother, you say, well, I've gone. And brother, I'm just about as wicked as a man can get. If you'll get in while the water's troubled, brother, I guarantee you, he'll heal you. He'll save you to the uttermost. And you'll be glad you stayed down there. I surely will. Can I say that? And brother, I've talked to a lot of people. And brother, ain't nobody that's ever been born again. I said, you know, I wished I had never done that. And they surely hadn't. You ever had anybody tell you that? I wish you hadn't ever got saved. And brother, I ain't never had nobody tell me that. You know what they've all said to me? And best thing that ever happened to me. That surely is. And best thing that ever happened to me is I met a man named Jesus. When the water was troubled, the door was open, and he said, come in. I got to meet him today. I'm just going to say this. I still know him. Yes, sir. I still know him. A lot of people say, well, did you lose it? No, I still got it. I surely have. And brother, this evening, I still know him. But you know what I found out? I've been in this way a little bit longer than I've ever been. Can I tell you something? I know him better today than I did. Yes, sir. And yes, sir. And brother Crafton, I know him better today than I did last year. I surely do. And brother, we had some times together. Can I tell you that? We've had some times together with y'all. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Me and him's had some times together when it's just been me and him. Yes, sir. That's what lets me know it's real and he's real. And brother, I like eating with y'all. But if I eat when there ain't nobody else around, I'm still going to eat today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's still the bread of life. And brother, he surely is. But you know that man waited by the pool, the troubling came. And brother, there's people got in front of him. And they surely did. And brother, but you know what? After a while, there's a man named Jesus showed up. Yes, sir. Don't worry about it. He's going to show up where you at too. Yes, sir. And brother, that's what you do when he gets there. That makes a difference. You know he's coming. You've been told he's coming. You just keep waiting. And when he shows up, go with him today. It'll be all right. Do you know he'll take you with him? And brother, he surely will. He took me with him. I don't know about you. I'm on a different road than I was on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, this evening. I'm on a highway. And brother, of holiness this evening. I surely am. You know who got me on there? Jesus did. He said, just come on, son. This is the way. And brother, this evening, you know what I found out? And brother, I found out all he really wants me to do is follow him. That's it in a nutshell. And brother, you know what? Sometimes as a pastor, we worry about leading, don't we? You know what he told me? Don't worry about leading, just worry about following. Yes, sir. If you'll follow him, everything else will fall in place. And brother, it'll be like a row of ducks going down through there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? If you'll follow him, and brother, you know what? There's somebody going to follow right behind. You know that. And they surely are. And brother, you say they ain't either. Look at all them people that followed Jesus. I surely did. And brother, some of them, he said, look, come, follow me. say, and brother, there's some said, look, and brother, I got a wife, I got some land, I got this, and they didn't want to go to begin with. Surely didn't. And brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. The one thing they can't deny was the fact that he showed up and said, come on, follow me. Yes, sir. He's going to tell you that. He'll tell your kids that. Your grandkids. They going to need the same Jesus that you did. Yes, sir. And they are. But you know, I thought about this man. Jesus came up to him. And brethren, he asked that little old fellow. And brother, he said, wilt thou be made whole? And brother, he's like, look, man, how can I? And brother, every time the water's troubled. And brother, you know what? He had a desire to get in the water, didn't he? He had a desire to be made whole. And brother, this evening, and you know what he had done? Everything that he could do. Yes, sir, can I tell you something? Before you get born again, and brother, this evening, you know you're going to do everything you can do, and you still ain't going to get there. Finally, you're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to believe him. Surely will. You know what he said to that man? And brother, he said, arise, take up thy bed and walk. And brethren, you know what that dude did? He didn't wallow around there. He didn't say, hey man, I can't get up from here. He just got up. And brother, you know what he had? And brother, he had faith. And brother, he'd been made whole. And he believed what Jesus told him. And by doing that, the man took his bed up and walked. Sure, you'll never get anywhere without belief. You'll never get anywhere without faith. You say, well, I've been praying to the Lord. Would you just increase my faith? I'm just going to tell you something. And brother, I don't mean it mean. And brother, he dealt to every man the measure of faith according to the book. Surely did. So see, he already he wanted you to be saved from the beginning. He already put into you what it's going to take to get you there. And that's all he's going to require. That surely is. But yeah, I want my faith to get bigger. You need to ask the Lord to increase your faith. You just need to use what you got. And brother, you start using what you got, it's going to grow. Yes, sir. It'll get bigger. There'll be more strength about you. Use what you got today. And brother, don't worry about Randy's faith or Crafton's faith or B's faith. Use what you got. That's what's going to get you through. Yes, sir, it will. Do you know the Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb? And brother, the blood of the Lamb, who is that? That's the man we've been talking about. And by the word of your testimony. I love Crafton to death, but he ain't got my testimony, and I ain't got his, but he's got his, and I got mine, and I can I tell you something? Mine will get me at the same place that his will get him today. Yes, sir. Are we really eating the bread today? Are we saying, no, I don't want that? Hey, you know what? And they come out of the wilderness over there, and brethren, they begin to gripe to Moses and them, and they say, look, would to God we stayed back in yonder, and we had the cucumbers and the leeks we could eat, and brethren, you brought us out here to starve to death. I surely did. And brethren, the Lord, Moses went to the Lord about it. The Lord said, look, and brother, in the morning, tell him to go out and gather. Go out and gather. And brother, enough for the day. Don't gather too little or too much. And brother, this evening, but you know some of them, they wise guys about like the rest of us. And they said, well, I gather all I can today. And brother, I won't have to do it maybe tomorrow. And brother, But you know what? It bred worms. I wasn't no good the next day. What are you saying? I'm saying the Lord's going to give you everything you need for that day. Go with it. Don't worry about tomorrow. Brother, it might have worms in it. I get up in the morning and do the same thing. Gather what you need to get you through the day. It'll be all right. Surely will. But you know what? He told them, on the sixth day, you gather twice as much. You gather twice as much. Because on the seventh day, I don't want you out there gathering. And brother, this evening, you know what? They gathered twice as much. You know, on the seventh day, no worms to be found. You know why? Because they did it how the Lord said to do it. When we do it like the Lord says to do it, it'll still be fresh today. And it'll be good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it will. You say, well. But you know, after a while, about like a lot of them, you see them falling by the wayside. They ain't got time. Why? Y'all only read the same old scriptures over and over. Sunday school's about the same thing over and over and over. And brother, you tired of the bread? And brother, they got to loathing the bread, did they not? And they said, look, we need something else. And this evening, ain't that where we at today? Let's see if we can dial this Sunday school class up to keep them interested. And brother, if they ain't interested in Jesus, they ain't going to be interested in nothing else. And they surely ain't. He's one that's going to give them life. And brother, they just need to know where the bread's at. They need to know about the bread. They need to know. And brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. If the bread's good, let somebody know that it's good today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you constantly griping about it, they ain't nobody going to want what it is you got today. Surely ain't. But you know, and brother, if you'll just give them and this evening, and brethren, let them know what I'm eating's pretty good. Surely is. And brother, you know what I found out? Can I tell you this? Bread to a hungry man, and brother's going to be good. Did you know that? He said if we'd hunger and thirst after righteousness, we'd be filled. I surely would. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to be hungry to get the best flavor out of it. I surely are. And brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. I had somebody tell me one day, he said, man, I'm starving to death. I said, here's my shoe. You want the tongue out of it? He said, no, man, I ain't eating that. I said, you ain't starving to death. And brother, this thing, you might be hungry, but you ain't starving to death. I see somebody starving to death, and they'll eat anything. And there's a lot of people the day and age that we live in, they're starving to death. They just eating anything that comes their way. I would to God, they just got hungry for the word today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say it don't work that way. And brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. Some of them, Bella, well, maybe we don't preach as long as they used to. And brother, this evening, you know, sometimes one man got to preaching one time. I preached for a long time. A fella fell out of the window. Surely did. And brother, can I tell you this? If he'd have been leaning toward the inside, he wouldn't have went out the window. Yes, sir. It matters which way you lean in. Let's get leaning the right way, and we'll stay in there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, ain't that about where we at today? Man, get to preaching for a while, and we'll start doing this. Well, and boy, this evening, and brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. And might well just stay hungry. And brother, as long as he's feeding you, you might well stay hungry. And brother, because he might be getting down to the good stuff. And the very thing that you needed. You know what I found out? And brother, every message I ever said under, it may not have been the whole message that was meant for me. Sometime, and brother, it's about the first three words that he got out that I had to eat on. Surely would. And brother, sometimes times. It was the last three words. And Daddy got out, I had to eat on. But you know what I found out? As long as I stayed in there, I still going to get fed. Yes, sir. I still going to get fed. It's all right. Just hang in there. Food's around the corner. It's a coming to feed you today. Yes, sir. You act like this thing's all about Jesus. Tell me something else it is about. And brother, this ain't it. Hey, you know, back under the old Bible, they pointed to the day of Jesus. And brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know what we're doing? We still pointing to Jesus. Surely are. And brother, he sent his only begotten Son that whosoever will and believeth on him shouldn't perish but have everlasting life. That's good from now through eternity. Amen. It's going to take the same Jesus. Amen. Well, you think about him. What is he to you? What is he to you? Is he a friend? Huh? He's been a friend to me. There have been times he's been a companion to me. Huh? You believe it works that way? I'm just going to be honest with you. He'll be to you what you need in that hour. He'll fill the void every single time that you need him. He's going to be there. It's going to be up to you whether you're going to eat of him or not. Huh? Sometimes we brush it off and we too busy moaning and groaning and murmuring about like they did. You say, well, if I was back there, I wouldn't have murmured. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. You're doing it now. And brother, we all guilty from time to time of murmuring when we should be praising Him. We're guilty. We're guilty from time to time. You know why we're guilty? Because we get in the flesh. We surely do. But you know what? I found out. Hey, brother, if I can lay the flesh aside for a little while and I can get over in that little old spiritual man, I'm going to tell you, he gave me a new name. He gave me a name that you don't know. And brother, I can't tell you what that name is. But I'll guarantee you, when he calls it, I say, yes, sir, here I am. Yes, sir. I know who he's talking to. You ever been that way? And brother, in the middle of the service, you know good and well he's knocked on your door. And brother, this evening surely has. And brother, I've seen him. I've seen him, boy, he just knock. Sometime we just say, hey, there ain't nobody home. Yeah, there ain't nobody here. Knowing good and well who it is knocking. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, whosoever open. Now there's something that falls your lot and my lot. He said, whosoever openeth, he said, I'll come in. I'll come in and I'll sup with him. And he with me. Amen. Brother, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm glad he ain't the only one doing the supping. I'm glad I ain't the only one doing the supping. And brother, you know what? All I'm required to do is open that door and let him in. How long is he going to stay? Does it really matter? Long as he shows up, it don't matter how long he stays. Yeah. Sometimes he stays for a brief minute. Yeah. Sometimes he stays for a long time, Brother Crafton. Huh? But you know what I found out every single time? I know that he's come. I know he's been there. Lord don't help you out in little things, does he? Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. I've told y'all here. Back, it's been quite a few years back now. I was tore up about the things I was going through, sitting in the choir, and he came knocking. And I opened the door sitting in the choir, and you know what he said? He said, you ain't got as long to tote this as you did have. I said, what? And I said it out loud. Some of them turned and looked at me. And I said, what? He said, you ain't got as long to tote this as you did have. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that got me through about another 5 months. You know? Knowing good and well, I still toting it. But I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't as heavy as it was. It surely wasn't. You know why? He let me know he's on the other end. Carrying the heavy part. Yes, sir. He'll carry the heavy part if we'll let him. But it's all about him this evening. Evermore give us this bread. Do we want to eat it? We can eat it. But we got to have a desire to eat it. This evening. Can I tell you this? He ain't sending nothing else than that he's already sent. We can look. Sometimes I get up early in the morning and sometimes I turn on the television. About every single time I turn it on, there's a TV evangelist on there. And I'm not telling you there's things wrong with TV evangelism. But every time I turn it on there, if they trying to get me to open my pocketbook, they barking up the wrong tree. They need to be telling me about a man that can feed me with bread. Let me know this evening, brother, where the true help comes from. Amen. Some of them just padding their pockets. You know what? I guess they some of them that's on the up and up. It ain't everybody out there that you think is wrong this evening. But I'm glad the Lord let us know the right thing. He really will. I appreciate being here. I don't know your heart. We'll let them get a verse of song. You may want to come and talk to the Lord. If you do, that'd be good. But that's all we got this evening. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord. I appreciate what I can feel in my heart. The Lord's been better to me than anybody's been to me. And I just want to thank him for that. I'll just be honest with you. You ain't got nothing. Yeah, I got everything. Huh? That's what I was told a while back. But we ain't got nothing. I got the Lord. That's all that really matters, ain't it? Can I tell you something? The little old spot of land I got and the house I got and the building I got that my business is in, I'm going to leave out here one day after a while. They may still be standing. I don't know. But you know what? It'll be somebody else's problem when I leave. Yeah. Brother, but you know what? There's something going with me that I've got on this side. Yeah. Oh, you really believe that? He said, I'll be with you in the sixth hour. He said, yea, even in the seventh. Yeah. Brother, he ain't going to leave me. He ain't going to forsake me. He's going to go with me all the way, even until the end. He's going with me. Let's see, while we stand, Brother Randy.